Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 welcome to the show today. Well, today is Over the Top Thursdays. Are you ready to take your life over the top? I'm talking about where things are happening and they were not even planned. I'm talking about great things, awesome things. You know, many people experience when tragic things happen in their life, things that they never planned for these things to happen. Well, it is time for you to live your life where exciting, awesome, and amazing things are happening in your life all the time, things that are over the top, things that you never planned for, things that you never could have seen coming. Well, that's what you're in line for. That's what you're getting ready for. I was talking to a friend the other day, and here's a person who was going about doing some things that they had had in their heart, a dream that they was looking to put forth, and guess what? Along the way, an opportunity so big, so real, just dropped in their lap. They weren't expecting it. They didn't foresee it happening. But guess what? They were doing something else that they wanted to do, and it just showed up. That's what I'm talking about, living your life over the top. Same thing has happened for me over and over and over again. I'm going one place, looking to fulfill one dream, one goal, and all of a sudden, along the way, as I'm doing, you know, I don't get a whole lot just sitting at home watching television or just sitting at home wishing and hoping. Don't get a whole lot that way. But every time I'm out doing, fulfilling something, you know, I heard a sermon some years ago. It talked about using what's in your hand. Using what's in your hand. In other words, what do you have right now? I know you don't have everything. You certainly don't have everything you want. You don't even have everything you need yet. It hasn't manifested itself yet in the physical realm. Everything we need, we have in the spiritual realm. Yes, absolutely. But it has not yet manifested in the natural. And so it is easy for us to feel lack or to feel as though we're not going to get something or get somewhere. But that is just an illusion, the reality. See, you have to turn things around in your life. You got to turn what seems impossible You got to act on what seems impossible and go for it. Go for that thing that just seems crazy. I'm telling you, this is how you live over the top. And many people, the main thing that will stop them from doing just that, in addition to the lack of knowledge, but once people get knowledge, what holds them back at that point? At that point, what's holding people back is the thing that Mr. Versi Walker has talked about several times here on the show on Wednesday Motivations, is, you guessed it, fear. Fear, fear, fear. Fear is the one common thing that can divide you from success or failure. It's fear. So we are going to stamp out fear on, if you know, people, when they talk about, wow, what did you get out of listening to Coach Alisa? Well, what's the one thing that resonates with you in terms of, you know, this is, you know, probably going to be months later or years later when you are super successful, you're going to say, you know what, I learned to overcome fear. In addition to that, we're going to learn that my thoughts are going to drive the results in my life. My thoughts are going to drive the results. You remember the story of when you were a child. They probably sang it in your kindergarten or first grade class about the little engine that could. And they said, you know, told them in the story, the little engine says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. I know I can. Come on. They teach this to the little kindergartners. It is a concept that permeates all of our lives, and everything that we're doing is what we think, is what our thoughts. Our thoughts drive results. So today, and we're in part three of Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, he said, in all you're getting, get an understanding. He said, seek after wisdom like it is a precious jewel. It is a precious jewel. Not money. He didn't tell us to seek after money. But he told us to seek wisdom. And that is why I was led to dedicate one of the days of the week in our daily show to wisdom keys. Now, think about it. You're sitting here. You're listening to the show. You're sitting, driving, standing, whatever you're doing. You are an extreme example of the concept that I was just talking about. Driving results, going along the way, and great things happening. Now, here I am with a radio show. You couldn't have told me 25 years ago that I would have a radio show. There was no one that could have showed up in my life and convinced me to have a radio show, let alone a TV show. 30 years ago, just 30 years ago, there's no one that could have convinced me that I would be, number one, a college graduate, number two, an author, number three, a paid motivational speaker, because sure, anybody could be a speaker, absolutely anyone, but not everyone can get paid to do it. So, what I'm saying is that it is a important thing to understand how all of these things are going to help you. So, welcome to the show. Welcome you, those of you who are listening via the switchboard. Welcome to those of you who are listening in the chat room, and for those of you who will go back and listen to the archives. But just know that your success in life is critical to the success of other people. In other words, you are not just becoming a success just for yourself so that you can kick your feet up, lay back, and relax and enjoy. No. You are becoming a success because other people's success hinges upon your success. And you need to know that, because that will give you a level of motivation that no money can buy. You will be driven to a greater degree and greater dimensions when you really get that down in your subconscious mind, to your unconscious mind, get it down in your spirit, get it down in your heart, that your success is absolutely tied to the success of others. So please, please, please make sure that everything you do it well, that you do it to the best of your ability. So let's get through the keys today, see how many we can get through. Get your pen, get you some paper. You can write these down. If you can't write because you're driving, you can always go back and listen. Okay, we did part one, we did part two, now we're up to number 22. We're up to number 22. So in Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys, and some of you, I know you're going to get copies of the book because we had a prize giveaway where we gave some of you who tuned into the show, you're going to get copies of the book. Some of you also won tickets to our upcoming Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Award Brunch. It is the hottest conference, empowerment conference of the year. You want to be in Newark, New Jersey at the Wyndham Hotel on July 17th at 9 a.m. Don't put anything before that. It's literally free. The tickets are only $25, but you buy one, you get one free. So you find your friend, find someone, you get together, and it's only going to cost each of you $12.50. That's less than a quarter of a penny a day. That's less than that. It's like 0.1% a day. You know, you can go out on the street and find, you know, pennies. But you want it, look in your couch. You probably got $12 worth of change in your couch or your chair. But you don't want to miss that event. Okay, I believe there's a question. Let's see, before we get started, if there's a question. Let's see, caller 561, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just wanted to see what you could suggest when you're dealing with an unstable ex-husband that's constantly dragging you into court and just creating a lot of chaos in your life. And
okay.
Last night he sent my computer a virus, destroyed my paper I'm working on for school, and a very unstable man. So I just, I go to court, I go by myself, I get bullied and harassed by the lawyer and by the judge because I don't have a lawyer, and I don't know what to do. I've called legal aid, and I can't believe we live in this day and age.
Okay, yes, I'm going to offer some suggestions for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the show today and maybe possibly go back and listen to some of the archives. Okay, thanks for that question or comment. Now, understand something. Okay, now, I'm not a lawyer, all right? So I'm not giving advice to people on what to do in situations where you're going to court and things like that. My only advice would be to contact the lawyer. However, this show is about motivation, empowerment. This is a person. This show is about personal development. In my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, in that book, chapter 1 deals with change. Chapter 1 is Choosing to Change. That's the title of the chapter. In that book, I talk about how we can change ourselves. But I make it very, very clear and plain in that book. You cannot, here's a news flash, You cannot change other people. You cannot change other people. I tried it. It didn't work. I tried it some more. It still didn't work. I've seen others try it. I've seen people try to change me. It didn't work. It just doesn't work. Okay? So, you can only change yourself. You can only get better. You can only do what's right. You can only move yourself. And there you go. Now, let's get to some keys for today. Number 22, happiness is a powerful and beautiful attractive force. Remember years ago there was a saying, or maybe there was a song that said, don't worry, be happy. And everybody was on that for a moment. It may have been about even 15 years ago that this song was very, very popular. And it became a slogan for almost every single thing. Everywhere you went, people were saying, don't worry, be happy. But the truth behind what's underlying this concept is that happiness is a state of being. So you can be happy. And it's absent of the fact about how much money you have and things of this nature, your health. I've seen people with absolutely no money, happy as larks. I've seen individuals with all kinds of physical challenges, happy as a bumblebee in a jar full of honey. Okay? Happiness is a state of mind. Listen to me. Happiness is a state of mind. In other words, you take your mind and you state to it, you are happy. And then your mind will order the rest of your, thoughts, and will order what you say, because what we say are based on our thoughts. So your mind will order you to be happy and to act happy, and you will attract to you a lot of positive, beautiful things. Okay? So you got to get happy. Number 23, if someone hurts you, get over it quickly. This is, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. These are keys to help propel you into your awesome, awesome future. 23, if someone hurts you, get over it quickly. Now, you may not agree with all of these, but if you don't, that's fine. But on that one, if you find where holding on to hurt benefits you and serves you, please share it with me. It's never happened for me, and it's never happened for the people that I know. You have to, and the Bible says, if someone offends you, get over it quickly, because when you hold on to things, they turn to bitterness, anger, hate, and it just makes your heart rotten. Therefore, it was, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now you're talking rotten. Things are just going to go bad and downhill. Okay? Number 24, don't waste time on things that lead to wrong. Okay? Don't waste time on thoughts that lead to wrong actions and behaviors. Don't waste time in activities that are already going to lead you down the wrong road. Don't even waste your time there. It's a way, because you know what? It's going to be much harder to undo that. I've learned. This is wisdom here. Wisdom comes from God. He gives us wisdom. And some of us get wisdom through our experiences. Okay? So I've experienced most of these wisdom keys that I'm sharing with you. That's why some people feel that wisdom comes with age. Because once you live long enough and you've done enough things, you ought to have some wisdom by then. Just your experiences. That's what it really is. Okay? Number 25, do a random sweep of your innermost thoughts. Just do a random sweep. Just sit down one day, clear your agenda, Just sit down, clear some time in your schedule, and just do a random sweep. What are your innermost thoughts? Do you think that all rich people are bad? Do you think that there are people out to get you. Do you think that you'll never make it over the top? You'll never even make it to the top? Some people don't even think they can make it halfway up the top. You know, what are your innermost thoughts? Do you think that, you know, you're being rejected? I don't know. I'm just, you know, throwing things out there. Do you think you'll never find a career and a dream life that you want? Okay? So do a sweep. You need to know what you're thinking. You need to be able to look at it and then try to get to the bottom of what, where's that thought coming from? What's driving it? What's the driving force? Like, you've always to think that, I don't deserve anything great. You know, okay, if that was one of my inner thoughts, if that was me and I would look at that now. Where did that thought come from? I am the greatness of God. He made me in his own image. He said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So you just have to address your thoughts. Where are these thoughts coming from, okay? So do a random sweep of your most inner thoughts. Okay, number 26. Ditch, like get rid of it, put it in a ditch. Ditch beliefs that don't serve you for now or the future, okay? Some of us have beliefs that came from our parents, things that we were brought up on, things from the various schools that we attended. You know, whatever school you attended from grade 1 to grade 12, for the most part, definitely up to grade, you know, 10, all of those teachers, whoever they were, you may have had teachers that come from any particular background. A lot of those teachers, they are there to teach, but a lot of them, they're human as well. So they cannot help but to convey their beliefs on you. So you may have a lot of beliefs swirling around in your life, in your thoughts. Now, some of them are absolutely serving you well, like the belief that if I work hard and I work with a purpose and a goal in mind, I'm going to achieve some results that are right in line with my destiny. Now, if you have that belief, that's a wonderful belief. You don't want to ditch that. Or if you have the belief that my words are going to become my actions and my actions are going to lead me to my destiny. If you believe that, then absolutely, you don't want to get rid of that because it's absolutely the truth. It's also fact. So that's what I mean. But what are your beliefs? Look at them. Ditch the ones. Some people believe, like there are some women who believe that. I'm just using it as an example because I've seen it in the media, and some of you have too. Some women believe that. All men are dogs. Some women believe that. Therefore, because they have that belief, it's a thought, and it drives what they say and what they attract and what they ultimately become. Some people believe that all poor people are born into, you know, lack, and they're going to stay that way. And that's just so not true. But again, but yet and still, another person in the same household, literally sleeping in the same bed, grew up in the same with the same parents, could have a different belief that the world is, you know, the Lord's and the fullness, and everything I touch is going to turn out something great. And they have that belief. If I believe I can achieve it, and they go after it. Sometimes children in the very same household will adopt or have and possess two separate belief systems, and they each live them out. And that's why sometimes we're astounded when we see this in families. We're like, wow, this one went on to do that, and this one did nothing. People say, well, how can that be? They have the same parents. They slept in the same bed, probably, slept in the same room, you know, if they were brothers, sisters, what have you. What happened? Went to the same school, sometimes had the same teachers. What happened? Well, it was their beliefs. One child believed something, and the other child believed something else. Good morning, Coach Kay and Angel. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to Alicia. Welcome to Mr. Robert. Welcome to Miss Z and others. I see you there in the chat room. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, Miss Hope Harper. Awesome. Miss Hope over there doing it big in Cincinnati, Ohio. I wish everybody would go to Custom Care Cleaners, located at 8876 Coleraine Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, it's right off of the Ronald Reagan Highway, right on Coleraine, not that far from, there's a big Walmart, like right, hey, I was just there, y'all, I kind of remember the surroundings. You got to tell everybody you know in the Cincinnati, Ohio area to go to the cleaners. And she's an excellent cleaner. Now, anyway, we just have a couple minutes left to the show. So, where were we? Okay, beliefs. Number 27, when faced with challenges, look for the strategy to overcome it. You cannot always pray a challenge away, because God allows these challenges in our lives to get us to our next level, a higher level. You know, we talk about going over the top. We say this is going over the top Thursdays. Listen, you can't go over the top unless you go up. You can't go up unless there's a challenge to push you, to move you, to motivate you to go higher. And so I'm glad the caller called earlier and had those questions about some challenges that she was facing in her life right now. And you see, I don't know who the person is. I have no idea where they're calling from. But if you look at the wisdom keys that we have given today, now, these, I wrote these down a couple weeks back, but here it is on today. We got here on today, number 22 to number 27 I've given out, and a lot of them speak to the thing that she was talking about, having a challenge, feeling overwhelmed, not quite sure what to do, have reached out to people but have not gotten any good results. All of the ones talk about what? Happiness, what to do when people hurt you. Don't waste time on doing things that are wrong. Doing a random sweep of our thoughts, ditching our beliefs. And when we're faced with challenges, look for a strategy to overcome it. Well, you all, that's all we have time for today. It's been real. It's been awesome. It's been great. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tell a friend to tune in tomorrow, Friday. I can't believe it's Friday already. Oh, my goodness. The week was, shorter because of the holiday. Hope you all had a great and awesome, wonderful 4th. Don't forget, if you are going to be in the New Jersey area, now is the time to get your tickets for the hottest empowerment event in this year. We have Kirsten Stevens, awesome jazz gospel violinist. You have not heard anything till you hear her play. Amazing young graduate, Yale University. In music and African American studies, we're going to be honoring powerful women, women that some you know, some women you don't know. Mildred Crump is one of the persons slated to be there to be honored. We're going to have the media there. We're going to have Mr. Versie Walker there in person signing his book. We have a woman who's flying in all the way from Dallas, Texas. She heard about the event. She wanted to get a vendor table to promote her book, Miss. Karen Adams. Just amazing. People are calling from all over. You want to get your tickets less than one-tenth of a penny a day. You can be there. Give me a call. Stay tuned right here to Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow for another great show. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.